USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is again taking part in the virtual G20 summit on Sunday. The president telling world leaders on Saturday he wants Americans vaccinated first for COVID-19. Relax, that's what Senator Kevin Cramer is saying on NBC's Meet the Press. Cramer saying he's confused as to why some people are upset that President Trump is pursuing every legal option available to him.
I think everyone ought to calm down a little bit. I don't see this as an attack on our democracy.
The North Dakota Republican continues.
I don't know why we're so easily offended by a president that's carrying out all of his legal options in court.
Despite CDC recommendations, many people are traveling ahead of the holiday. The TSA screening over 1 million passengers at the nation's airports on Friday, making it the second busiest day since the coronavirus outbreak hit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
The time is ticking for lawmakers on Capitol Hill to come together on another coronavirus relief bill before the end of the year. Both the Congress and Senate will be on Thanksgiving recess next week. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow believes a targeted package is needed.
We are working on repurposing unused funds for exactly that. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, meeting with Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, and of course Senator Mitch McConnell. We could talk about those talks if you care to, but yes, targeted, not $3 trillion. Stuff like small businesses, airlines perhaps, restaurants, just those targets.
The mayor of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin says all the victims of Friday's shooting at the Mayfair Mall survived the ordeal. In a statement yesterday, the mayor saying, fortunately, all eight have survived and are believed to be recovering. Seven adults and one teen were shot. The shooter got away and is still on the loose. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Rockets from Hamas in the Gaza Strip draw an immediate response from the Israelis.
Israel says its military struck Hamas targets in Gaza in response to a rocket attack. The Israel Defense Forces on Sunday said the Israeli Air Force struck two rocket ammunition manufacturing sites, a military compound, and underground infrastructures. A rocket was fired at Israel from the Gaza Strip on Saturday evening, according to the Army. The Army statement gave no further details, but emergency services said they had no notifications of anyone wounded, and Israeli media said that the projectile fell on open ground. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
When 2020 kicked off, we knew the auto industry was changing, but no one could have predicted that the COVID-19 pandemic would have as much impact as it's had. The virus is changing how many people buy cars. Two out of three buyers are open to a 100% online buying experience. That's according to a study from Auto Trader. Auto expert Mike Caudill explains how car dealerships are handling test drives.
Yeah, so there's a variety of different ways right now. So from a test drive standpoint, they'll either deliver the car to your house, wipe it down, and allow you to test drive it, or they'll take minimum or limited volume people into an area, keep them outside at a dealership, do the quick test drive, and make it easy.
Caudill speaking there on Fox News. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.